What's up, everybody? My name is Matt, and this is the Nintendo Fever Podcast, episode number 69. I am joined, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Holly. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's been a fantastic weekend. How are you listeners out there? Hope you're doing well.
I hope they are, too, and I apologize. You may have noticed that 2 weeks ago, there wasn't an episode, and then last week, there was an episode, but we talked about stuff that was, like, a week that wasn't relevant.
Yes.
It was all my fault. I forgot to upload my audio to the correct spot, so we are kind of a week behind, but we're going to catch up. We're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff, and we even have a special guest to make it all up. So, without further ado, Mike, how you doing today?
I came back from playing Pokemon Go just to talk to you guys tonight.
About Pokemon Go. I'm really excited for that.
That's how important we are, is we're able to drag people away from the crazy, amazing, and very addictiveness of Pokemon Go, which I think I'm enjoying it pretty good. How about you guys?
I am having a blast with it.
Well, we'll definitely get into our thoughts and opinions a little bit about it, but we have a couple of things we want to hit on and hopefully talk about. We're going to start, as always, like we like to do, with the Who's That Pokemon segment. I do have a Pokemon for Holly. I bet you thought that I forgot, didn't you?
No, I've come to trust you at this point, so I didn't even ask pre-show, like, do you have a Pokemon?
Well, good. I'm glad you trust me a little bit more.
Can I guess too, then, or is it just for Holly?
Yeah, I think both of you are more than welcome to kind of throw your guesses in, and I think you guys are both welcome to.
Mike, if you have the answer, though, don't blurt it out too quickly, because I want to see if I can't figure it out first.
I remember the last time I was here, we had the Who's That Pokemon, and I got it right away. And Holly, you were like, oh, I almost had it.
I was a hair away from knowing. Maybe.
I think instead of you guys competing against each other, you guys should work as a team for it, though. Like, you're doing this together. So his win is also your win. But if I win, then I defeat both of you.
And that's 2 points, as opposed to just the usual one.
Exactly. I get double the points.
All right.
But go ahead and start asking questions away.
Okay, generation first, as always.
Yes, this is a Gen 3 Pokemon.
All right. Type or types?
It is a normal/flying type.
Okay. Does it evolve or is it evolved?
It is evolved. It has evolved.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. How many times? Is it a middle evolution or a final evolution out of two or a final evolution out of three?
So it is a final evolution out of two.
Out of two.
I got it.
Dang it! Because I don't got it. Oh my goodness. Let's see, Talo... Wait, there's no middle evolution to Talo, is there? Is it Swellow?
Is that your guess?
I suppose. It's my guess.
That was also my guess.
That is correct.
Sweet.
Yes.
I'm glad I finally got that.
You have defeated me after I feel like it's been a couple of times a drought. You have defeated me, Holly.
Yeah, well, that's one of those kind of generic Pokemon that... I mean, for example, we've heard about... what is that? Like Pip... What's something Peck, I think.
Pick-a-Peck.
Pick-a-Peck? Yeah, from the brand new generation coming this November, it's just like every generation has it, just a generic kind of like flying and normal type. It may change types later on as it evolves, like Talonflame with Gen 6, but that's just your generic bird kind of Pokemon that's right at the beginning of that particular generation's Pokedex.
Kind of like a Pidgey, right? This is just Gen 3's Pidgey, right?
Exactly. Okay. Well, yep. Pidgeot.
Or Pidgeot, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know anything about these things.
And continuing on talking about these things, as Matt puts it, for you listeners who are wondering what last week's Pokemon was, it was Gigalith. A fully evolved rock-type Pokemon from Gen 5, so if you were able to guess that correctly, then congratulations. As always, I believe Ivan and Gentis.
I was going to say, I know that we got
that
at
correctly.
Least two on Twitter that guessed it correctly.
I'm sure if Mike actually listened to our podcast, he might have gotten it.
I missed a week or two. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We actually missed a week.
We missed a week.
So that's fine. So, as always, though, we have another Pokemon for everyone listening to guess. So, this week, we have a Generation 1 Pokemon. As always, I chose this totally random on Pokemon.com's Pokedex feature. So this is a Generation 1 Pokemon. It is normal type. It doesn't have any other types. It is just a normal type. It also doesn't evolve, so it is an unevolved Pokemon. So with that information, see if you can't think of which Pokemon that is, because the next hint that I'm about to give probably will possibly give it away. This Pokemon is just ultra cute. It's one of the most famous and well-known Pokemon, and it is extremely cute. So at this point, I feel like you definitely should know that Pokemon if you know Gen 1 at all, or just Pokemon in general, because again, this is probably one of the most famous and adorable Pokemon ever.
Isn't this Pokemon also like very important in like the Pokemon like metagame and stuff
The
way that you...
It has some special properties, I'll say that.
That's what I thought. Because this one is one of those that I do know, and I know the name of because of obviously cute reasons, but also because I know it's like an important Pokemon in the kind of the scheme of things, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on top of that, one more hint, because I think it's important, because I can think of two right away.
Ultra super cute?
Yes, there are two super cute Pokemon. It's a normal type cute Pokemon in Gen 1. Does it stay a normal type in the future, as in
when it evolves?
Stay
normal.
In future gens, some Pokemon have their types changed. Is this one of those Pokemon that got their type changed in Gen 6 with the fairy type introduction?
No.
I don't think so.
Otherwise, the Pokedex would have said that, I'm sure.
Okay, good. I'm looking at the notes, I can see what Pokemon it is. But I'm trying to help the fans out here, because if anyone's like me and knows what Pokemon I like, they probably would have thought, oh, this is X Pokemon, but it might
but
not
really
be.
But really, it's Y Pokemon.
Wow, terrible Pokemon pun joke right there. Terrible. Terrible.
It could be Z Pokemon if Nintendo ever put a Pokemon Z out, but no.
It never did, surprisingly.
It's a Sun Pokemon. Okay, so here's a good tip that I feel like is pretty necessary. This Pokemon does evolve, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But like I say...
Yeah, so that is an important factor of this
Special property Pokemon. And by now, I'm sure everybody who knows anything about Pokemon probably knows it. But, you know, the sooner you guessed it, the better. So good for you, those of you who just kind of guessed
sure
it before
you,
this got convoluted.
Make sure you toss those guesses on Twitter using hashtag NFPokemon or on Facebook. You can hashtag things on Facebook as well. Hashtag NFPokemon. We appreciate your guesses. And I don't know, we'll talk about something. We've been doing this for quite a while, especially now that we have Pokemon Go out. I feel like we can do something maybe a little bit funner with this whole thing in general. So we'll kind of discuss what we can do at a later time, obviously. Not with you listeners right now, because that would just be really boring stuff that no one wants to hear about. But me and Holly, and maybe even Mike, if he has some input as well, we'll figure something fun out. But until then, let's talk about some recent swag stuff. And I did get a couple of new games this last week. I'm going to touch them very quickly because they're not Nintendo games at all. I got WWE 2007 for my PSP. Haven't played it yet. Excited to. And I also got Burnout Legends for my PSP as well, which is an amazing game if you like the Burnout series, especially because it's portable and all that fun stuff. So I got those games. I'm super excited to sit down and play them a little bit. But, Mike, if you have anything
physical... Well, you got the Zelda Symphony CD.
Last
podcast that we did.
I did. I went to a yard sale, and they just had like some random stuff there. And one of the things they had without a case or anything was the Zelda 25th anniversary Symphony CD. I think it came with Skyward Sword.
Yeah, the early run copies of Skyward Sword. Yep.
And I did pay a quarter for it.
Oh, I thought it was 50 cents.
Or 50 cents, yeah. I do.
That is excellent.
Good for you. It was bad for whoever sold that. That's a bad mistake.
Very, very minor scratches. Nothing that affected the playing of it. I've never been a huge fan of like just listening to soundtracks personally. I know lots of people really like that, obviously. I did put it in and listen to it because I had just bought it. And it's very good music. I mean, there's nothing wrong, negative, or bad that I can say about it.
But now you totally want to go to Salt Lake City this December and see the symphony, right?
I would love to. I would love to go down to and see the symphony. That would be a pretty fun experience because, correct me if I'm wrong, I know you've seen it once or twice, haven't you? And don't they do there's like video projections and it's like a very big, elaborate stage show, obviously. I'd love to see that. I think that'd be a ton of fun.
Yeah. It's pricey, but totally worth it. And it is the Symphony of the Goddesses, Master Quest, whatever, you know, the official name is. It is coming back to Salt Lake City, Utah.
I'm surprised in December. I'm surprised just how many... This is the third year? Is this the third year?
It's been going since 2011.
Wow, so this is actually the fifth year.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... they started at 1E3. Wasn't that like the whole big shebang about it? Like,
yeah,
it
25th anniversary of Zelda, and now it's the 30th, of course, the 23rd. We went back in time. Anyway, it was in Salt Lake last October, which is why it's kind of surprising to me that it's coming again to Salt Lake City this December, but it is. So jump on that if you live in Utah, man. It's an awesome show.
I would like to definitely check it out. But that's all for me when it comes to recent swag. How about you, Mike? Have you gotten anything interesting that is physical in your collection lately?
I have. Since the last time I've been here, it's worth bringing up that I've gotten this. Because last time I was here, I believe, I talked about how I'm never getting any more Amiibo because I'm done with it.
Ever again.
I remember that.
And I forget if it was you, Matt, or if it was Bradley, but someone brought up, if Star Fox Zero comes out, will you get Falco? And I said, probably not. I got Falco.
Shocker.
Because
not.
Okay. But the black R-Wing couldn't...
You can't resist the Amiibo. Nobody can.
No, I can't. And the black R-Wing was just too cool to turn down.
The black R-Wing was definitely cool. They did kind of a fun little thing with Star Fox Zero with the Amiibo support, obviously. Nothing stupendous or spectacular, even impressive, but only nostalgia-driven, basically.
Yeah.
Which is all us terrible Nintendo fans want out of Nintendo, is to give us more things we remember that were better back in the day.
Better back in the day.
When back in my day, it was so good.
Mario was just so good. Mario's still good. Come on, Nintendo's still good.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to argue with it. They're still very good, obviously. Anything else exciting besides the Falco Amiibo? Assuming you got Star Fox Zero then as well?
I did. I beat it through Nuka's Termini, and I actually had a competition to see who would get the most medals first, because I got it before he did, and I beat the game. However, I did not get all the medals, and all of a sudden he got it. Oh, I'm halfway through the game. I have all the medals. I'm like, all right, this has to happen. Because, like... kind of similar to how Holly and I compete on Monster Hunter a little bit. Lucas and I compete with everything. Like, every video game we play, it's how we met. So he got Star Fox, and it turned into a big old kerfluffle. And
I've never heard that word before.
You're welcome.
Kerfluffle.
You're welcome.
I feel like that's a Kirby power.
Kerfluffle. Yeah, I could see that. But no, I got Star Fox Zero. I got a couple more Amiibo. I forget which ones I got. I got Lucario, and I think I forget what else. But I have some.
I'm just waiting for Cloud to come out so I can finish my collection. Well, Cloud and Bayonetta, I guess I'll get her too.
I'll get Cloud.
And those will be.
I'll probably get Corrin. I was thinking about getting the new Splatoon Amiibo, but they don't seem to be doing anything different than the ones that they already came out with.
Just lame. I really wanted to play the single player levels with a Slosher. I've said it a million times, like on social media, so people are probably sick of hearing that. But
it would.
I am in love with the Slosher. I can't even after.
Yeah, I know.
Matt and I will have to tell you about our Splatoon match from the other night and how weirdly that went. I discovered maybe the Slosher isn't that great, but I still love it, and I won't play Splatoon with anything else because it's not fun unless I'm playing the Slosher.
You mopped the floor with me with it.
I guess that's true. Thanks for making me feel better.
Did you mop the floor or did you slosh the floor? All right, terrible puns. Let's move on. We'll talk more Splatoon very soon, I bet. But Holly, what have you gotten recently?
Well, shout out to a friend of mine. His name's Chris. I don't want to, you know, give out his full name because he didn't give me consent for this or anything like that, but his name's Chris. And I won't go into a lot of detail, but he is the reason that I was able to get these two games that I'm going to talk about real quick. Minecraft Wii U Edition and, Pilot Wings Resort. I got those, and it is thanks to him. He gave me a very, very nice gift, so shout out to him. I now have Minecraft Wii U Edition and Pilot Wings Resort. Thanks to you, Chris. But the tragic thing this week is that I was going to, you know, talk about my amazing acquisition of the special edition of Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Yes.
That didn't happen.
What?
GameStop, it's a tragedy. GameStop canceled my order.
Did they refund you?
They never even really charged me. They just kind of canceled it out of nowhere. I was like, what the heck? I go in and I find out that my debit card, which I recently had to get renewed, it was never updated with the new date, I guess, on PayPal of all things. Okay, Nintendo, I never had to change anything on Nintendo for like eShop or whatever. I've got my card saved with Nintendo. I didn't have to update anything. Nintendo somehow updated it, you know, on its own. And so did like 90% of the other like online, you know, things that you put your debit card number into. They just kind of do it automatically. PayPal never even like notified me like, oh, your card just expired. Can you please update it? And then my GameStop order gets canceled and I find out that's why. So I never got that. I didn't really look into a way to try to acquire the special edition. I just ended up getting it digitally because I really wanted to play it. But it is really tragic since I'm really actually enjoying the game a lot, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, that I wasn't able to get this special edition for this really awesome game. So that's my tragedy. But at least I have a couple other things that I could talk about. I mean, like I say, very excellent gift from Chris that allowed me to get Minecraft Wii U Edition and Pilot Wings Resort. So I really shouldn't have anything to complain about, but yeah, that's my story for this week.
How much was the special edition?
I think it was like $80, but GameStop being, you know, not Amazon and a little bit cheap, it was going to add up to over $90.
Oh my goodness.
I know, for the special edition, thanks to shipping and tax, actually. So.
Wow, that stinks, because I know that as a gamer and as someone that likes to collect things, obviously, like special editions, especially when they have some pretty cool stuff in it. Didn't this come with like an art book and a soundtrack and
some like music cards or something like that?
Yeah,
or a couple other things.
Exactly, like it had some pretty cool stuff in it. And now, if you ever want to get that again, you're probably going to have to pay upwards of $100.
I know. I was happy to pay 90 whatever it was.
Yeah, so it's just kind of, and it's only going to go up in price, so it's just, hopefully one day, I wish you that you're capable of finding it at a good price, hopefully.
Yeah.
But
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
You still got some cool stuff. I want to hear about the Minecraft, obviously, as we're coming up. But let's go ahead and talk a little bit about, you know, besides the stuff that we bought with our own money, stuff that we can buy with our money because they came out this week. On the Wii U, we got two virtual console games, Flying Dragon, The Secret Scroll, and Baseball Simulator 1000. We also got Steel Lords, don't know much about that, and we also got Tap Tap Arcade 2, which is a collection of two RC Maniax games. One is Skeezy, that I actually did the song for, so check that one out if nothing else. And also a game called Volcano, which I think you can't get anywhere besides within this collection. So Tap Arcade 2.
Sounds good to me, because I haven't played Skeezy yet.
It's pretty fun. It's obviously as simple as all the other games that come out, but it's just kind of fun. And then we also got one 3DS game, it looks like, Legend of the Mystical Ninja, which is a virtual console game. This is that pretty known Super Nintendo game called Legend of the Mystical Ninja. Am I right or am I wrong?
Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I'm pretty sure this is the one that a lot of people with Nomi or Gnome is the lead character. I just looked up an image. Yeah, this is the game that I'm thinking of. It's pretty... I remember playing this, renting it at my local, like, whatever mom-and-pop rental stop was back in the day. And I remember really, really liking it a lot. So
it was very mystical.
Very mystical. and it was a legend.
Didn't it have a sequel on 64, too? Or is that not... that same...
I think Mystic Quest I think it's Mystic Quest 64. I think that is a completely different thing, if that's one you're thinking of.
I'm almost sure, because I remember being in Blockbuster, like, back when Blockbuster was a thing. If anyone listening to this podcast remembers what Blockbuster is.
Nobody knows what you're talking about right now.
I know the concept, but my tiny...
concept! Oh my goodness.
The tiny little town that I'm in. It never had one, so...
But I'm pretty sure...
You never had, a Hollywood Video?
Hollywood Video. We had like a local rental place. No video games, though.
There is one on the 64 called Mystic Ninja starring Geonome.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of, yes. Okay.
So is it a sequel? Because I know nothing about either of these.
This is the original. This is, I think, the first in the series. Then there was one on the Game Boy. And then it looks like there was two on the 64. that all star this the same ninja character, Genome? I don't know what his name is. It's G-O-E-M-O-N. Geonome? Geomon?
Yeah, I got nothing.
G-O-E-M-O-N?
Oh, it's Goemon or something like that. It's some weird name.
Greymon.
Yes, that works too. But we obviously, sadly, weren't here last week to tell you what kind of cool stuff came up, but there was some really good stuff.
But yeah, this week was really pathetic. Last week, which we haven't talked about yet,
one big game that we have to mention is Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars finally made it to the Wii Virtual Console. If you already owned it from the Wii Virtual Console, obviously you got to pay $1.50, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. I haven't even done that yet.
I think it's $1.50.
Yeah, for Super Nintendo games.
Such an amazing RPG. It's so worth playing. If you've never played it, never experienced it, I almost want to tell you to wait until it maybe comes to the 3DS, just because it would be such a good game to experience on your 3DS because it's portable.
Which
would
just make squinting.
I mean,
I feel like no matter what I'm playing on Super Nintendo Virtual Console and the new Nintendo 3DS, I have to squint. Like, even, like, you think of Super Mario World as having, you know, the sprites are pretty big. That's on the TV. You put it on the small screen and it's like, oh, this is really small.
RPG's a little bit different because it's a little bit slower paced. I feel like you could get away with it maybe a little bit.
Maybe.
There was also Zero Escape, Zero Time Dilemma. I don't know much about it, but I know the Zero Escape series, a lot of people like it. They're visual novels with like gameplay within it as well. I know they're very popular, but that came out. And then the Battle Cats Pop, which I don't know if either one of you know anything about this, but it's a very, very fun kind of tower defense type game. It's... You're on one side with your tower and you're defending it, and then your meter is constantly going up that's refilling, kind of like I don't remember what they call it. It's not like gold, but it's like mana. And then whenever it gets so much, then you are able to purchase a warrior cat that you send out to go and attack the other side. And as you go further and further, you unlock more and more cats that do more and more damage. It's a really pretty interesting game. There's a lot of upgrading. It's a very compelling like tower defense game because it's not like sit and wait. It's very active. It's a lot of fun. So I recommend checking out at least the trailer of it because I think a lot of people will enjoy it. And then also Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens obviously came out as well. So last week there was some really cool stuff, so we just want to make sure we kind of touched on it.
Box Boy?
Oh, I skipped over that completely. yeah, Box Boy also came out, which is filled with boxes and boys and I think a girl.
Yeah, there's at least one costume or girl character I don't remember from Box Boy, but yeah.
Obviously, it's a very fun puzzle game. I think everyone that played Box Boy... Did you ever play it, Mike?
I played a little bit of it. I forget how long I played, but I got
it didn't grab you?
I got the concept of it. I actually enjoyed it, but I never got into buying it because I don't have a lot of room in my 3DS. So I was like, I'll just use it for something else. But it's a nice game. I like the whole idea of it. And I might try out Box Boy, depending on if I can free up some room on my 3DS. But I recommend it.
I feel like if you played a little bit of Box Boy and really liked it, I think you'd have a better reception to Box Boy. Where if you played a lot of Box Boy and you like really kind of got, I don't know, not overwhelmed, but you like had like me, I played a lot of Box Boy. I feel like I had my fill of it. Like nothing about Box Boy. This is a lot of box. I don't like saying this over and over again, but. I'm going to say BB Boy.
We're starting to get kind of tongue-tied over here with the...
So far, I'm okay, which I usually am terrible at, so I feel pretty good. But all I'm saying is I feel like I've had my fill of B-Boy, and I don't need more BB Boy in my life. So I feel like I'll survive as of right now. But if it goes on sale, I would not be opposed to getting BB Boy if I has a sale because I did enjoy B-Boy the first time I played. Anyways, we're just going to move on now. Unless anybody has something else to say about these bees, these boys, and these cats.
Not much.
How many boxes could a box boy box if a box boy could box?
Boys?
37.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what we've been playing. I'm trying to think of who should go first and how we should kind of throw this around.
I'm thinking, okay, so I've attempted to play Pokemon Go. I've had weird problems where I can't log in.
I want to talk about it, yeah.
I can't find anything in this dinky little town of mine, so I have, like, nothing to say on Pokemon Go, and it's tragic. I really wish that I could be playing it and enjoying it like everybody else is, but I can't. So I'm thinking we could probably split this section, honestly, like in half, where you guys talk about Pokemon Go, and I can actually mention the kind of like questions and comments that I asked for from listeners on the odd collection of games that I'm playing. So how's that sound?
That sounds good. The only thing I want to say about Pokemon Go for me personally, and I think this is a very personal type of experience in game for whoever's playing it. I think it really comes down to your amount of free time you have to possibly do this. And there's a lot of ways that you can get around that. Like, obviously, Mike, you walk your dog. And when you walk your dog, that's a great time to go out and try to find Pokemon for Pokemon Go.
Absolutely.
I myself have realized something in the past, you know, couple years and stuff. Like, I'm a father. I got multiple kids. I got little kids. I have a job that doesn't... I have a lot of free time for my job, so there's some benefits there for myself. But this game takes so much... drive and desire and passion. You have to go walking. Like, I started to play this game, you know, full exposure, full detail in my bathtub. I'm just sitting there logging on, trying to like start my whole like journey and stuff. And I came to the realization of like, well, if I want to continue playing this, I got to get out of my bathtub. I cannot continue playing this game while sitting here right now, which is kind of awesome and not awesome for me, because if I can sit down and play a video game, I can give it that time that it needs to be played. If I need to walk around my neighborhood, which I do walks with my family, so there are like moments and times that I can do that, but at the same time, if I'm walking around the block with my kids, I kind of like to pay attention to my kids and not trying to find Pokemon at that moment.
On that note, there have been like all sorts of weird like news stories come up from you know, about people who are so distracted playing it that weird things happen, or people like wandering into, you know, like restaurants, for example, trying to catch Pokemon, and they wander in, they catch the Pokemon, and they leave without actually buying anything. Posters being put up saying like, only paid customers may come in here to catch Pokemon.
I think sometimes those stories are getting a little bit over exaggerated for possibly the humor of it.
Yeah,
but I do see where you're coming from. But all I'm saying is, I like the concept, I love the idea, and if I was a slightly younger man with a slightly fewer kids, then I would be totally into doing this. I wish it didn't require a cell phone. Like, I wish that I could give a device to my oldest daughter, and me and her could like go Pokemon collecting together, because that sounds like fun. But I'm not buying my 9-year-old a cell phone just to go and get Pokemon.
No. So, what about when the Pokemon Go Plus attachment comes out? Granted, like, there's no visual thing to it, but...
I need to see more about it, because I don't understand it completely, yeah. I'll be honest. Like, it's kind of a weird device that I feel like they've never given us enough information about. It's just going to blink, and then you can click it, and then you can catch a Pokemon?
Yeah, so what I got from their initial announcement of it and what they talked about at E3, the Pokemon Go Plus is going to be pretty much that. Like, it's like a Bluetooth device. It'll vibrate a little bit. I think it has like a small accelerometer in it, so it can vibrate. So like, you can not look at your phone, and it'll show a certain color if it's a Pokemon or a Pokestop or anything nearby. And you tap the button, it'll throw a Pokeball, or it'll like shake the Pokestop and get items for you. If you catch a Pokemon, you get like a rainbow color, I believe. If you don't get it, you get a red color. So in terms of, now that I mentioned it, in terms of like how you could do that with your kids, it wouldn't be very fun if I was like a 5-9-year-old kid like trying to play Pokemon with you, and you give me this little dongle that says press this button and you can't see what's going on. I wouldn't enjoy
kids
that.
Love
so
pressing buttons.
They do, but they want to see something
like a little bit more visual feedback.
Yeah. Like, I press a button, what happened?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I am sorry, child.
I mean, I want to see more about that. I just wish, it's sad. It's not sad, obviously, but like, it's kind of disappointing in the fact that this pretty cool experience is kind of getting out there, and I feel like I'm just not going to, it's really not meant for me. And I get that. Like, I go on my Facebook and Twitter, and I see people that are going out and enjoying it. I got a buddy who I was actually pretty surprised that he downloaded Pokemon Go, and he's like, playing it, but like, he legitimately planned like a couple different, like, he's a runner, so like, he already goes running in the morning and stuff like that anyways, but like, he's planning his routes based on the fact that he's like, oh, maybe I can go around this route and maybe find a different Pokemon, which is cool. But this guy's also not in a committed relationship, he has no children, he's just a college student that plays music and he loves Pokemon. Like, that's what this is for. It's for kind of somebody who doesn't have this large commitment, which is totally cool, totally understandable. I just sadly don't think, like, I hate to pull out like that dad card because it just makes me sound like an old man sometimes, but like, I feel like this game is just, it's too young for me.
I can see that. I can see that. And in a similar way, I have problems with it too, because in the fact that I take care of my father, like, he's 74 years old. I take care of my father and I have a dog. I can every couple every since the game has come out, I've walked maybe like 15 miles like between the last 2 days, like just finding Pokemon. I've put around like 4 hours like out of the day just walking around trying to find Pokemon, which is great.
Which is fun. It's a really cool idea that you're like literally going around and you're trying to find it's pretty cool.
It is. And like this, to like echo your point, like I can't leave my dog alone, or I can't leave my father with my dog for more than a couple hours at a time, because after a while, you know, the dog's gonna need more attention than my father can give him. And at the same time, I can't go out at night like I'm to catch nighttime Pokemon, because my dog will be home alone and it'll start barking, waking up the neighborhood. And so I'm kind of limited to it too, but what I can get out of it, I am enjoying fruitfully. I almost got in a car accident this afternoon, not my fault.
Oh dear.
That kind of echoes your point, like about things are going crazy. I was driving, I was going through my old neighborhood, and there's an intersection where you can't really see past like one certain way because people park their cars in the most asinine spots.
Yeah, I get that.
And I looked over, I couldn't see anyone coming. I'm like, okay, all good. I'll start turning, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this big SUV comes flying down the road, and I drift my car to the side, and I turn around, I see him on his phone trying to catch a Pidgey. I'm like,
wait, legit, you saw that he was playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah, because he had his phone like on the wheel. I'm like, one, you're driving a car. Two, it's a Pidgey. I've caught
what do you care?
I've caught five Pidgeys sitting in my bedroom. I'm not gonna go driving for one.
Really? Okay, I was actually gonna ask you the question, like, do Pokemon appear in like meaningful places only? But you've actually just kind of seen them in random neighborhoods that don't necessarily have any.
The three Pokemon that I've caught, I caught two in my house, and then I caught one on the corner next to my house. Those are the only three that I've caught.
I'm pulling up my phone right now.
The first time I ever played it, I was at my girlfriend's house the night it came out. And when you have the game, you first start off, you have these two items called incenses. And what those do is those attract Pokemon to you. So,
I have not even seen those.
I was at her house watching a movie, like on a couch. You know, it's like 9:30 at night. We're tired. We had spent all day out doing activities and dancing and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, let's try this out. I press the incense button. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'm eating a bowl of ice cream, and there's a Rattata in my ice cream. And I'm like, babe, look at this. There's a Pokemon in my ice cream. She's like, I don't care. But, so if you have those, you only start off with two, and you can spend real world money to get more of them.
But of course.
You can also get more as you level up. But you get two, and I use those. I got, like, 10 Pokemon. But when I've gone walking, I've seen them in random places. They kind of like fit their area. Like I was joking to my one buddy, I found a lot of Weedle in my area. Like the Weedle's a bug Pokemon, the poison bug Pokemon with the little horn, it's nasty looking. I found it in my like project looking neighborhood, apartment building complexes and stuff. I walked down to this rich neighborhood, like nice townhouses and cul-de-sacs and whatnot. I'm finding Caterpie. So I'm like, okay, clearly I know which one's the rich Pokemon and which one's the poor Pokemon. And also, you tend to find a lot of different Pokemon in different areas. I mean, you go walking around, all of a sudden, oh, I'm in a more playful area, like a park area. I found a Jigglypuff and Squirtle. And I'm in my house, I find Pidgey and Spearow and Eevee and Rattata.
Do you think there's a chance, like, I do live in a small town, obviously, I've mentioned it a lot, but do you think there's a chance there are just no Pokemon here, simply because it's a small town, and I guess the system doesn't really know how to place them in pertinent areas?
Or Yes and no. Right now, possibly yes, but not forever, because here's how the whole game in general, right now the game is still not complete. It's 0.29 of a version, so it's not even halfway to like a full game yet. I believe, if I remember right from when I had a field test with it for my one friend, it's the same version that we got in the field test that we got out for a worldwide launch. So in terms of like, I'm sorry.
It is slightly different than the field test, because the field test was literally to try and find the areas in which a town has like congregated parts where large groups will go to. A lot of the field testing was literally like, where do people do their traffic? Like, where somebody, where, you know, where do they start, where do they end in a day? That way they can try and like filter these Pokemons throughout the time and these Pokestops and these gym leaders, stuff like that, in different areas. That's why, oddly enough, a lot of Pokestops are at churches, because guess what, large amounts of people meet at churches.
And also a lot of that data also came from their previous game, Ingress, because I was reading their developer interviews, and they said that a lot of the stuff that they have in Pokemon Go, they took from Ingress data, just so they can, Pokemon Go, I guess, can have like a starting point, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's already stuff established. And but like, you're right, but at the same time, like the model of the game that we got, I believe, is the same model number. So in terms of like what was wrong with the game back then, could still be wrong now. The servers are getting
Servers are terrible.
It's a launch game, and it might, at this point the servers are getting better, but the connection is still bad. I'm attributing that sometimes to like the game itself being like so underpolished. But so like that could also mean like you're not finding Pokemon because maybe you're not getting a proper server connection, because that happens to me, and I'm in a well-populated area with a bunch of Pokemon. You might not be finding Pokemon because there's just nothing in your area.
And over time, insignificant little town.
Over time, your tiny little Utah town, which has maybe two people in it, you and your family,
and my brother.
Yeah, you and your brother. You know, you might, over time, they might say, "Oh, hey, there's people here. Let's put Pokemon down here." I don't know how it's going to work, but you might get something over time. Mm-hmm. But the game does glitch out a lot. When it works beautifully. When it doesn't work, it can be a bit of a hindrance. But over time, like if you put more than a couple hours in a day into it, you'll get something out of it. My only complaint about it is like the Pokemon distribution is so sporadic. Like next town over has a bunch of rare Pokemon. My town has Pidgey.
And Caterpie and Weedle,
yeah. So it's just kind of weird, but you know, it emphasizes the whole walking thing. And I don't.
I do think this game is based around the idea of we want you to travel. Like,
yeah.
Friend of mine, Taylor Hash, who made Tiny Galaxy game, saw him the other day saying that he's planning a trip to go to the beach because he's going to go and try and find water type Pokemon.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's is really cool that this game is kind of.
It rained today. It rained today, and I caught a Krabby and a Poliwag. So,
oh, that's neat. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty cool. This game can be something great, and it is something great right now, but it's not for everybody, and you've shined on to that point. This game could solve world peace, because people I don't even talk to anymore. Mm-hmm. People who are so far into their lives don't even care about Pokemon anymore. Around my age, you know, they're doing jobs, careers, all of a sudden they're all like on Facebook. Yo, I just got Pokemon Go, man, it's crazy. Oh, I just got Pokemon Go, I'm gonna go out and hunt Pokemon.
You realize, crazily enough, just how many people still care about Pokemon in the sense of like, oh man, I remember doing this when I was younger. I remember playing Pokemon and stuff like that. And I don't want to sit down and play on a 3DS or a, you know, a video game console of any kind. But boy, oh boy, do I have a cell phone, and I love doing stuff on my cell phone that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's tapped. You're right. But it's just tapped into that core nostalgia, and that's what's going to make Pokemon Go so successful in the future. I'm looking forward to seeing how they go with it.
Yeah, I'm shocked to see some of the people who are playing it. I'm just like, whoa, you're playing this? Weird.
Yeah. Holly, if you ever travel, Holly, please put the game on your phone and just see if you get something anywhere, because you deserve to have a chance to play this game and, you know, witness the greatness that is Pokemon Go.
Well, you do travel for church, don't you?
Yeah, you know, just to the neighboring town that doesn't have many more people than my little town.
But there's a church, so there'll be Pokemon, because every
there's a church.
We meet in this tiny little building that used to be somebody's house next to a college campus. So the college campus thing, that might help. But
Every church I've been to in my town, there's been like 7 churches on my walk. They all have Pokemon and Pokestops, and every graveyard has like 5 Pokestops in it.
Every graveyard?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Like,
that is very morbid.
There's like there's like statues. Like, oh, pray for peace statue. Oh, Jesus Christ statue. Like, oh, Pokestop. And I'm like, I don't want to be in here, but I gotta get some Pokeballs. So.
Well, I'm actually an easy traveling distance to Canyonlands National Park, Arches National Park, Monument Valley. I'm trying to think of some of the others, but...
You'll be so disappointed in me right now. I just went to a state park, and I never pulled out my game.
Oh, man.
That's okay. When will it... So your phone is supposed to, like, vibrate when there are Pokemon nearby where you're at.
It does. It does vibrate.
But only if you have, like, the game running or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine doesn't actually do that.
You might have...
I don't know if I just don't have push notifications on. But my, so far, the only time the game is active is if I have the game turned on.
Yeah, the game is, it has to be turned on right now. I'm not sure if they'll fix that in the future, but if your game is turned off or, like, in the background, or if your screen is even off, like, you can catch eggs, and I mean, hatch eggs by walking. If your phone is, like, if your screen is turned off, you're not going to rack up steps to hatch your egg. I found that out last night the hard way. If your game is not the first thing running on your phone, it might not vibrate. They gotta fix that. And like, there's audio problems. Like, if your phone has noise going off and your phone like gets a text or whatever, the audio in the game will cut out because it doesn't like
completely.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the coding to like, okay, the noise is over, I can start playing my music again. Yeah, so
I noticed that the other night.
You gotta be aware of the game around it itself. But it will vibrate if the game is running.
Okay. So, I'll try that again next time I walk to work and have the game running, of course, and see if I get any vibrations.
It's worth it. That's all I'm going to close out saying it's worth it.
Okay, well, we'll see.
I'd love to hear from listeners. I'd love to hear from anybody that's tried Pokemon Go, their personal experience, what they think of it. I know Cody, friend of the show, is playing it, and he seems to be enjoying it, so I'd love to hear his thoughts and opinions on it. Obviously, you can hit us up on Twitter, as always, either at OnlyMattDesen, @HollyFelmyth, @MikeDePoet, right?
Mike DePoet.
Mike DePoet.
Not really.
Yeah, on MeTomo, yes. On me, on Twitter now.
No, what's Twitter?
@Mike_the_poet.
Okay, so a little bit different, but similar. I wasn't terribly off. You can also email us, obviously, podcast@NintendoFever.com, and our Twitter account @NintendoFever as well. So, I mean, there's plenty of ways to interact and connect with us, and I'd really like to hear opinions and thoughts from the community about this game, because it's a very, very community-driven game, and it's going to be more fun the more you're able to interact and play and search and all that kind of stuff with it. So please, very interested in hearing your thoughts.
Please hit me up on Twitter, please. I want to debate with you, or I want to just conversate with people about how great
compare
this game
your
is.
Pokemon collections also.
Yes, I have more Pidgey than you do.
Now, we are running out of time, so I'm going to give you guys the option. We can do one of two things. Well, I mean, we still have about roughly 20 minutes, but I know that we're going to take time on the feature if we get to it. So we have two basic ideas. One, we can keep doing what we've been playing, which means that I can, me and Holly can talk about Splatoon a little bit. You played Splatoon with her as well, so we can talk about Splatoon for just a tiny bit and then move on to the hodgepodge, or we can move on to the hodgepodge right now.
I'm okay with whatever. Holly, what do you want to talk about? Your great Splatoon run that night, or do you want to talk about the hodgepodge?
That's fantastic. We can skip over to hodgepodge.
All right.
Okay. That's fine with me. I do just want to quickly, briefly mention, say, obviously, #NFGameClub in full effect. We are having Splatoon community nights. Make sure you're following me or Holly on Twitter. Jump in and join us. You guys played one last weekend. I did one, or you guys didn't do a community night last weekend. You guys just kind of sat down and played it, right? I mean, it wasn't like
it wasn't
a formal.
Yeah, it wasn't super official, but it actually went really
like
well.
It was more like a Nintendo Fever writer competition. Like, it was me, Holly, Lucas Termini, Kyodai.
Kyodai.
Yeah.
Well, we did a more or less official one this last, I guess for us it was yesterday, for you guys it was a few days ago, but regardless, we did one. We hung out all together. I got a app called Discord, so I was able to communicate with people that I was playing against, which was a ton of fun. Made me realize how much Splatoon really does benefit from things like voice chat.
Yes.
But I just want to say that it was a great time, and if you are interested in joining us playing Splatoon at the same time as us, make sure you're following us, because we'll let you know and we'll give you details. It's usually going to be on a Friday or a Saturday. Sometimes in the evening, we'll try to make it so that it's not too late, so people who are on the extreme West Coast don't have to, you know, stay up until 10 o'clock or something.
That would be
crazy like that.
East, actually, that makes
east,
it late.
Yes. East Coast, yes. So that way it's not too late and stuff. But yeah, just want to throw it out there. #NFGameClub. If you're playing Splatoon, let us know what you're doing, playing. What's your favorite weapon? We know Holly likes the Slosher. I like the Splatter Jr. I just always gravitate towards it. But I'm going to try some new layout for my weapons and my clothing. So, yeah, just let us know. As always, #NFGameClub. So let's move on to our feature, which is basically a hodgepodge. We're going to talk a little bit about The Legend of Zelda and a little bit about My Nintendo, which we've never really done on the show. So let us quickly talk about Zelda Breath of the Wild, I think it's important to point out that we are all Nintendo fans. We all love The Legend of Zelda, but it doesn't mean when it gets praised, we can't praise it a little bit as well and not sound too biased, I hope. It's just kind of cool that the Nintendo game of E3 that was kind of their last-ditch effort for the Wii U that's now turned into a launch game for the NX won the game of the show for E3, basically.
Yep.
I was happy about that.
Yeah, we've got the official word that it won the Critics' Choice for E3 2016, so that's Nintendo pretty much sweeping E3 with one game. But that's not too surprising. I mean, Nintendo just, you know, directed all their focus onto that, and I think it actually paid off. Obviously, they had to be confident in the new Zelda game to basically put all their E3 hopes on it. So it's kind of surprising, not surprising to me.
Yeah, I was kind of upset that they only put their whole focus on Zelda for the most part. But when they showed it to me, I'm like, okay, Nintendo, you got me. You got me. Yeah. I'm interested. I'm pulled in. Just give it to me. Don't play with me. Just give it to me now. I want a demo. I want something.
It's amazing because I remember totally thinking, like, I hope this is, like, enough that people don't feel like they're a little bit, like, burnt out by the end of it. But, like, by the end of it, all I was like, oh, man, I want more. Like, show me more. Like,
absolutely.
It's so pretty gorgeous. Obviously, we can't gush enough about it. But it is an important thing, I think, to kind of show off and say that, like, even when Nintendo is doom and gloom and going to go out of business and stuff like that, like, their games matter, and this is a good indication of what's to come, hopefully, for the NX, maybe. You know, we got to kind of, this is the only thing that we can look at today and say, I mean, other than Just Dance, because that's going to be coming out to the NX as well, so.
Woo.
Yes. Woohoo,
we have third-party support again. What's up? This game just looks completely stellar and awesome, and I think that it's important to give it a little bit of focus sometimes and say, like, hey, it did. It won the game of the show. Like, it was, I don't know, it's going to be good. And
yep, it paid off for Nintendo, basically.
I think it did work out okay in their favor, which is surprising because very few times anything does.
It's true.
Nintendo.
But if that's all we got to say about The Legend of Zelda, I think we should move on to My Nintendo, which we've never really spoken about on the show, besides when it first came out with Miitomo. Like, when it first came out, we spoke about it briefly just because it was there and stuff. But
yeah, I barely remember that conversation. But we did have a Twitter follower, actually, Kerbals, kind of pointed out, like, I haven't heard a lot of My Nintendo talk from y'all. So we thought we better talk about My Nintendo at some point.
So first all and right. foremost, are we happy with My Nintendo?
No.
No. Pretty no. much, no.
No.
Well, you know, I did spend, you know, I blew, which, you know, there's not a lot to blow your coins on, so it's not like a huge waste or anything like that, but I spent 1,000 platinum coins as soon as I could on the Legend of Zelda Picross, which
that
is like
pretty
a...
cool.
Yeah, it's an exclusive thing for My Nintendo. Like, you can't get it any other way. You can't pay real money, or, you know, you can't pay money to get this Picross game. But I haven't even played it. I probably should, and then I can tell you how happy I really am. But hey, you know, a free game, you tend to kind of overlook those, like, oh, I just kind of, you know, got this for free, so it can't be
now,
all that great.
I know you hate say I know you don't like it when I say that my PlayStation Plus games are free, because I had to pay a subscription fee so that I'm able to get them and such. But so do you feel like something like that was a free thing?
Are you talking about Zelda Picross or?
Yes, Zelda Picross. Because obviously I know you didn't have to pay any real money cash, but you did have to be active in things like Miitomo, because luckily this is the one that you can just use the silver coins. The silver coins you can earn through a lot of different ways. One being playing Miitomo. The Miitomo currency is a part of the silver currency, basically. And as games eventually start to take advantage of it as well, we'll see different currencies, such as, like, you could see a Mario Galaxy 3 coin. And that coin could maybe be used for something else. Like, it could get convoluted eventually in the future. It maybe won't. Hopefully it doesn't ever. But the two currencies, obviously, are the silver and the gold. And you can use the Miitomo with the silver. I'm already confused.
So basically, the gold coins you get by purchasing games off the eShop. There's no more code pamphlet in the back of your game sheets anymore. That's all gone.
Yeah, which is really sad. Like, it makes Nintendo for a long time has kind of been pushing people to lean more towards digital purchases than physical, but I'm still not on board with that. Nintendo, I'll have you know, I want to be rewarded for buying physical copies.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I'm bummed about it because you get coins from eShop purchases. I can only get them from my Wii U because my 3DS is not binded to the same account as my Wii U. And my 3DS account has been banned before I even put it on my 3DS because, I don't know, Nintendo got mad at me, Miiverse banned, what else is new, my name is Mike, how you doing?
I guess you just didn't realize that you'd be hurting for all of that.
Yeah, I didn't realize
it. Suggestive content a little later down the road.
Well, and the worst part is, let's be real about this for a second, like, the stuff that we're getting as a quote-unquote like reward is not very exciting.
No, like, I think it's discounted.
That is true. So
I think the biggest problem with my Nintendo, because the problem is not earning the points. It's cool that you can play a game on your cell phone that's giving you points that you can use to take advantage of like rewards and special deals. And if you spend money, it's nice that they're giving you some sort of currency back that you can then once again use so that you can purchase a video game. The problem is that we're seeing coupons as one of the rewards, which you can right now get 30% off The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D. So you can get 30% off. I'm sure it's still going for $39.99 on the eShop, I would imagine.
I think it's a Nintendo Select now.
It is.
So it'd be $20 regular price.
On the eShop, though? Because on the eShop,
I
want to say
it's still like that
$39.
Would be true.
We got to look
Nintendo
that one
would
up.
Be real cheap. I'm going to look it up right now. Nintendo would be real cheap if they didn't. Here we go. If they didn't make that apply basically to digital copies by digital. Yeah, I don't know. It says it right here on the game page, $19.99, and then you can hit buy digital right there. And so there is a little asterisk, though, so I'm going to see if that actually points to anything.
I'm sure
maybe
it is.
You can't use some sort of discount on it. I don't know.
But the discounts you get are usually for games that have been out for a while, and which is cool.
You probably owned them anyways. Yeah, another issue.
Like they gave us like not a discount code, like a free game, like Super Mario 64 for the Wii U. Great, but I already have it. Like
and it's also 90 coins, which if you don't know to get coins, you have to spend real money. So by the time you have 90 coins, you've already
gold
spent
coins, mind you.
Gold coins, yeah, the gold coins. Like, I don't think 90 coins is necessarily a really good deal. Yes, it's a reward. I'm not going to say it's not a reward.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily, none of these rewards feel like a good deal. They don't feel like they're being rewarded to you. You still feel like your effort that you're putting in place of it is kind of more than what it is that you're getting in return, I feel.
Yes.
And then, like, some of the other things that you can get are, like, Punch-Out, Super Punch-Out, great. Most people own it if they're a Nintendo fan who own a Wii U. Same thing with Metroid Zero or Metroid Fusion. The other games are Super Mario Bros. 3, literally one of the most you know, popular games in the world. And another game is Donkey Kong 3, which, you know, love it or hate it if you do or don't like it. I'm going to guess one or two things. One, if you are a big fan of this game, you already own it. Two, if you're not a big fan of it, you're not going to waste 40 coins to get this game.
No, because that's $40 pretty much. The coins are almost equivalent to the purchases that you make on them. So
just based on like giving you a feedback loop of what you're spending and then giving you something back for it. When you could buy this game if you wanted it, not that anyone necessarily does, is $5 on the eShop. Like it's just we're not getting
just
a good.
Just pay the $5. We're getting like discounts on my Nintendo for games that we got for free back in Club Nintendo's days. I got Mario Party Island Tour just completely and utterly for free from Club Nintendo with some of my Club Nintendo points. I just got it.
And mind
the whole
you,
version of it. It wasn't just a discount.
Now you have to spend coins. Off of it.
Yeah.
And they,
you have
they
to spend coins for a discount.
They
wow.
change the game every month that you they can get rewards on. Like every month we get new Nintendo rewards. But there's the same like redundant games. Like this month we have games that we already have if we want them. Last month, same thing. Month before that, same thing.
Well, some of these stick around, too, I believe. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Legend of Zelda, Kid Icarus, and Fire Emblem have both been around for a while, where we now have, like, Earthbound Beginnings is new.
Yeah, that's new.
But before we had NES Remix, we had, I want to say, I want to say we had Yoshi and Mario Party, where now the new one, I believe, is Mario 3D World and also Wii Party U.
Yeah.
Like, but once again, if you're a Wii U owner and you don't already own Mario Party 3D World, like, it's just a very weird statement. I understand why
Mario
they do it.
Mario Party 3D World?
Mario I hope Super that Mario never 3D happens. World. It's coming next year, D3.
So technically speaking, that is an awesome deal, actually. A game that hasn't even come out yet. Spend some coins on that.
Let me say one thing about this that is kind of my only gripe with it, all right? Just like with Club Nintendo back in the day, if you saved up a lot of coins, and let's say you had 2,000 coins, and you know, you kept saying, like, I don't care about that game, that game, that game. You're like, oh, whoa, this game looks good. It's 600 coins. All right, I'm going to get this. And then you get it, and the next month, a new game comes out that now you don't have enough money for, now you don't have enough coins for, because you spent your coins on the one previous to it. So now you're almost getting yourself in a bind if you want to use your coins. That's my first issue and problem. The second problem with it is just the fact that, just to quickly touch on, like, PlayStation Plus. I know it's $50 a year, but with PlayStation Plus, there's two games that come out every month on it, and you just download them, and they're yours. And then you don't have to worry about next month's a better deal coming out that you do, wouldn't want to. Like, it's not like either you pick these two games this month or you can't have the games next month. No, you just every month you get two games, you download them every month, and they're just games that you just get for, well, for free, basically.
And they're usually pretty good games, too.
Where something like this is, they're almost, in a way, I don't know, you're almost hurting yourself by spending your coins because you don't know what's going to come out next month.
Yeah, and for PS Plus, like last month or the month before, I forget, we got like a full, we got NBA 2K16 for free. That's a full $60 game for free.
You may not be a huge fan of like of basketball and such, but it's still a good deal for many people.
I'm not, but it's free, and now I played it because it's free, and now I have it. Like, yeah. And Zombie U came out for 1 month. That's not a good, that was never a good game. But Rocket League came out, and that was a free game the month it came out. And that game is so successful. Like,
there is good stories about it, for sure.
Yes, there's so many, like, PS Plus, like, I don't know about Xbox, but, like, the PlayStation reward system we get is so much better than Nintendo's, and the fact that we get decent amount of, decent titles that are, like, free, and even the discount titles or discounted prices online for shopping with PS Plus, you get a lot more options than like five games a month, like my Nintendo has. And
so it just,
I'm sorry.
I mean, maybe if you took a more advanced, like, obviously I don't spend a ton of money on digital titles, like Holly was saying, we kind of buy physical titles and stuff.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Like, also, we don't, I don't play Miitomo a ton. I mean, I did and I do here and there, but like, I don't have, like, I almost wonder if the more you're gonna get a better feeling from this reward system if you use it more. If you're never worrying about the amount of coins you get because you're using so much anyway, so it is kind of this nice like buyback feature that you're getting. Maybe it's not a big deal, but for someone like us who don't spend, you know, copious amounts of money and or time playing Miitomo or buying games digitally, I kind of feel like we don't get to enjoy all the benefits of it. But once again, the bigger problem of it all is, We own everything that's already out here.
Well,
so
even,
there's nothing exciting.
Even then, I play Miitomo daily, so I can get the coins and hope that something good does come out.
How many coins do you have, Mike?
Right now I don't have a lot. I spent them all on Miitomo drop tickets because I need to spend them on something. But
I've just been saving mine. I have 2,000 right now of the Miitomo ones.
I had 2,000, but those game tickets are pretty pricey.
Holy smokes.
I do think I'm going to buy this the Splatoon backpack.
Yeah, then that's not too pricey at all, if I'm not mistaken. Neither is the bow and arrow set.
No, that's only 50 coins. That's a good deal right there.
Yeah. Yes.
But in terms of my...
So
yeah,
talking about those good deals.
Yeah.
Homo, woo. But in terms of my Nintendo, where are the physical rewards that we've...
Yeah, that's so my final thought as well.
Club Nintendo, they didn't always have good physical rewards to give you, but they had, at least every year, you got something physical. I can't remember anymore if you got, like, if there's ever anything else you can get besides, like, digital games or whatever, like, month to month or so. But I do know right now there is not even a single, like, idea being tossed around by Nintendo for physical goods by my Nintendo.
Yeah, and I'm starting to worry that, just like the fact that Nintendo wants you to... switch from buying physically to buying digitally, they're also going to switch from having any kind of physical reward, or from, you know, having physical rewards, I guess I should say, to just, you know, they have totally dropped that idea because they're, it also, that also makes me wonder, like, is the NX going to be totally physical-less? Is it all going to be, like, you
they said it will be.
They said it's going to be physical-based.
That makes me hopeful that we might get some physical My Nintendo rewards.
Nope.
The rumor is that it's going to be cartridge-based.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I don't either.
Ooh, we're getting into NX rumors now. So. No.
Yeah. But,
we're starting to go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the year, you'll get a My Nintendo reward. It'll be a nice big statue. You can download to your 3DS. It's like a digital statue.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I think now we've kind of hit our limit of what we want to talk about when it comes to this My Nintendo talk. Obviously,
yeah,
we're not super
impressed.
Yeah.
We think that it could be a lot better for a lot of reasons, honestly. Like, it's sad that we were so excited for it for such a long time and it did nothing exciting. And it's been a pretty decent letdown overall. So we'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions of it as well. So please make sure you hit us up on Twitter. I am at OnlyMattDezen. Holly is?
At Holly Falmouth.
Mike is?
At Mike underscore the underscore poet.
And then you can also hit up the official Nintendo Fever, at Nintendo Fever. Also, make sure you email us, podcast@nintendofever.com. And if you didn't know, you should know, we have a YouTube account. Search Nintendo Fever on YouTube. You're going to be able to find our little logo that we have. Click on that, subscribe to it. That way, if you're on your computer already and you're, you know, doing random things, you can just put it in the background, listen to it there. Comment, communicate with us there, obviously, is another way just to communicate with us. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating. Leave us a 2-star rating. If you do that, please let us know what we can improve on or what we could do differently. We only strive to do a better job for you guys, the listeners. But as always, let us know what you guys think about what's going on in the world of Nintendo so we can comment and have a communication about it. Hit us up on Splatoon as well so we can play some NF Game Club, because NF Game Club is life. And I will live by that statement if I have to. But that's about all I have for it today. Unless either of you guys have anything you want to end with, I think this is a good time to say goodbye.
I'm going to go play some more Pokemon Go, so I'll see you guys next time.
Don't get in a car accident.
I'm hoping I won't.
And purchase things from restaurants and such, you know. Anyway, yes, yeah. I don't have any closing thoughts.
Support your local restaurants.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll get more business with Pokemon Go. I don't know. Who knows?
Capture a Pikachu and buy a cappuccino.
So, yeah, those are pretty much my closing thoughts also.
Sounds good. Well, we will see you guys next time when we're all done playing video games and our thumbs are disjointed. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.